Welcome to this episode of Horrific History and Hauntings. I'm Beth.
And I'm Ramey. We're your hosts, here to talk about the stories that the history books ignore.
From horrific epidemics and ghostly hauntings to the catastrophes and tragic events that have sickened humanity.
Yeah. Do we have what happened this day in history again?
We do. But yeah. Before we start with our this day in history, I wanted to make a quick note to our listeners. If I ever make a mistake or get something wrong in an episode, I do appreciate it if you let me know so I can correct it in a future episode.
Please leave lots of emojis of like rolling eyes.
No. Okay, that's what we're talking about. However, I just want to kindly ask that you do so in a respectful manner. For example, in our recent, well, it's not recent, it's been a few months, I believe, that we did it, the Dangerous Beauty episodes, I mistakenly mentioned Marilyn Manson instead of Charles Manson.
So she mentioned Charles Manson was poisoning people and eating him.
No, I mentioned that. See, it's really easy to do. I mentioned that Marilyn Manson was doing it.
Obviously, I didn't even know it when I was editing it.
No. I'm a Marilyn Manson fan.
As am I.
And whenever I end up talking about them, they both have the name Manson. And for some reason, I tend to say Marilyn, but I do know the difference.
You know, I remember when you said it the first time, I thought to myself, I need to correct her. But then something afterwards made me forget, and I didn't notice it ever since.
Yeah. So I apologize for any confusion this may have caused. Like I said, I do know the difference between the two, but sometimes slip-ups happen. On that note, I want to emphasize the importance of respectful communication. Recently, a listener pointed out that the Manson error that I made, but unfortunately, they included an eye-rolling emoji, which came off as rude and disrespectful.
I thought it was funny.
Well, as a result, they've been blocked from commenting on our YouTube channel.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't do that.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, here's the thing. One of the most important things I learned from a wonderful professor while I was in college that has helped me quite a bit was that everyone should have boundaries. And one of mine is that I won't tolerate bullying, rudeness, or any kind of disrespect, especially from strangers on the internet.
I'm passive aggressive and I can take it, but she's not. So that's the difference in us, but I can't really change that. She's in charge of that.
I would like to thank you all for your understanding and your support. And let's just keep the conversations and just kind and respectful. If I get something wrong, please, by all means, let me know because I would want to know. Don't put eye-rolling emojis. Everybody makes mistakes or any disrespectful thing like that, please, because you will be blocked.
Feel free to be like, you sound like a complete, and then put a peach.
No, it's a boundary. Nobody should have to put up with bullying, rudeness, or disrespect. She could have simply put, my mistake.
Was it a she?
I don't know. Well, either way, without the eye-rolling emoji, it would have been completely respectful. It would have been fine, and I would have let my mistake be known, and it would all be good. But no, that little emoji made it rude.
Those people are like being really mean. I don't intend on blocking anybody. I don't care how they have opinions. Let them have them.
Yes, but they can have their opinions without being disrespectful.
Okay. I mean, I agree.
That's my boundary. I'm keeping it.
Keep it all you want. It's okay. If it's about me, leave it up there.
See, yeah, that's the difference between me and him. And also, this doesn't just apply to if it's a comment about me. If someone is commenting their opinion in a respectful manner and somebody else decides to be disrespectful, please don't do that. I don't want any bullying or anything rude like that.
Yeah. It'd be nice to imagine actual conversations going on in their comments. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit thicker skinned than that. I'm cool with it. I remember.
Well, it's not about a thicker skin.
I know. I understand.
There's no reason to be that way.
I'm just telling them if they have a thing to say about me, feel free to. And unless it's in something that's going to get us banned or something, I won't mess with it. Someone, was it on TikTok or YouTube? They're talking about a gay guy touching Mothman's butt.
Oh, it was just YouTube.
They're like, a gay guy talking about touching the butt.
Oh.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an insult.
I don't really care. I don't think that one was an insult. I think that one was supposed to be in a joking manner.
Yeah.
At least hope. If not, it was funny and we found it to be in a joking manner.
Things like that don't bother me much.
But something did happen today in history.
Yes. The day Mount Elizabeth exploded.
I didn't explode. I'm just trying to say that you can tell me I got something wrong and make it nice and kind.
Okay. I understand.
Or just simply say the mistake I made. There's no reason for eye-rolling emojis or anything like that.
I use that emoji a lot. in things. Okay. I don't comment on other people's stuff and do it, but if it's people I know, I am very, very sarcastic about things.
Oh. March 23rd is the day we're recording.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And in 1983, on this day in history, President Ronald Reagan made a speech suggesting that the U.S. create a defense system against nuclear missiles.
Star Wars.
Yes, there was something about Star Wars. It's called the Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI. And despite his tough talk on communism, Reagan also wanted to control nuclear weapons. In 1983, he talked with Soviets and it hit a roadblock. Reagan's advisor suggested a plan using satellites to stop Soviet missiles.
That was Star Wars.
Yes, that was the Star Wars. So Reagan asked scientists to work on this while he knew it might take a long time. His speech led to the Strategic Defense Initiative nicknamed Star Wars, as we mentioned.
I mentioned.
Yes, you mentioned, but I didn't know anything about it until I read this, so.
I'm rolling my eyes. You can't see me, but I'm rolling my eyes.
Okay, well, you can roll your eyes. I'm not a Cold War person. I think it was just a time that everybody was bored.
I think it was
But there wasn't that much for this day in history, so I had to go with this one.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And now we have Space Force.
But really, the Cold War thing is just a bunch of people, like high school, arguing and fighting, not even doing slap fights. You're just, I'm going to do this, meet me outside. Or some scientists warned that even if it could destroy most Soviet missiles, a few could still cause massive damage. And despite this, Congress funded the program, costing over $30 billion by 1993, with very little progress. It said that the Soviets strongly opposed the SDI, and talks between Reagan and, I'm not sure how to pronounce this,
Gorbachev. Yep. I know Gorbachev. He passed away, I think it was last year, and I got real sad.
I don't know who he is.
Gorbachev. He pretty much was the last guy in charge as the Soviet Union
failed.
Yeah. I don't know. The fact he ended it to see his country just retaken by another dictator kind of made me sad.
Oh. Well, these talks between the two soured in 1986. However,
you remember that saying, right? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall? Talking about the Berlin Wall?
I remember the tear down this wall part.
That was what... Oh, okay. Well,
but no.
Okay. I wasn't alive during this era either. I just remember a lot about it.
Oh.
Not a lot, but just the important parts. Mm. Like Star Wars and Gorbachev and a wall.
Well, we have a whole new wall section in our lives.
Yeah, they wouldn't... I haven't heard much about the wall lately.
Not lately, but it was in our life.
China at some point. The best wall.
Yeah, they did.
All thanks to the Mongolians, I do believe.
Mm, I think you're right. Oh, wait. Is that considered the Huns? What's up with the Huns?
I'm pretty sure that's Mongolian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I might be wrong. Please, someone correct me.
Put respectfully.
As many eye rolls as you want. I don't care.
However, by December 1987, Gorbachev. Gorbachev wanted a foreign policy win and to cut defense costs, agreed to the SDI and signed the INF Treaty.
Cool.
SDI didn't succeed and was quietly abandoned in the mid-1990s due to the high costs and the Soviet Union's collapse. And that's that.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Well, I knew a little bit about it, actually. I think I knew more than you did.
We have different views on what's good.
Yeah.
And what we're interested in, clearly, because this one, it just wasn't a huge interest of mine.
I should look into it. It might be coming back into place.
Oh. Let's hope not. We're doing an alphabet of death, by the way.
I like those.
N is four.
Narcosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A nail gun to the head.
I guess.
I don't know. The Final Destination scene was coming into mind.
I don't even know how. I guess you can get really in like a dizziness spell and fall and harm yourself. And that's how narcosis can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say that. I can't think of anything else with an N. Narcolepsy?
Nature.
No, narcolepsy is not.
Nature can kill you.
Lots of ways nature can kill you. Mm-hmm. Like every natural way you can die.
For our listeners, it would also be nice if you all happen to like playing this little, I don't know if you'd call it a game, but this letter is for whatever way to die. You all can think of anything that is interesting.
Necrosis? You could rot. Yeah, people can rot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I done took somebody else's. Sorry. I was trying to say necrosis when I said
yeah,
the other one.
You can either leave a comment on whatever podcast or YouTube that you're listening to, or you can send an email to the Horrific History email and let us know, because it would be fun to know different things, because sometimes we have trouble coming up with them. Well, the ones that aren't already in my notes. That just wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
Narcissism is up first.
People look in the mirror too long?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they do. But there's also, that's not what killed them.
I'm pretty sure there's a story about general. A Greek guy who loved to there see is. His own reflection.
It's somewhere in here, I believe.
Oh. I learned it from Stephen Fry in his book about the Greek gods.
Mm. The term narcissism comes from the Greek myth of Narcissus. He became obsessed with his own reflection in a pool of water.
Yep.
And this caused him to drown. The American Psychiatric Association says that narcissism is like a type of depression because narcissists often feel sad, hopeless, and they lose the ability to enjoy things.
That aren't themselves.
Making me wonder if I'm a narcissist.
Sometimes. Mm. I wonder, yeah. A lot of people are. I think it's a natural state, to be honest.
Well, mostly for the lose the ability to enjoy things. Because I tend to do that sometimes. Lupe Velez was a famous actress who starred in many movies during the 1920s to the 1940s. She was known for her beauty. Despite her success, she struggled emotionally during her pregnancy, and she could no longer stand to look at herself in the mirror, which apparently she loved to do and insisted on having a full-length mirror around her at all times. I can't lie. I love my giant mirror in my living room that I can see all the way into my kitchen. I love it. But it also helps the room look a lot bigger, even though the room is already big considering it is the kitchen and the living room. But I still... Also, that wall would be very blank without it.
Oh, yeah.
It also helps to see my TV when I'm sitting the opposite direction on the couch.
Yeah, that's true too.
After 4 months of being pregnant, she washed a handful of sleeping pills down with liquor, and she ended up getting nauseous and ran to the toilet, where she was found with her face submerged in the toilet water, causing her to drown.
That's because she took sleeping pills.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of, you know, had a lot of liquor.
Mm-hmm. Not a good mix.
No.
A narcissist often becomes jealous of others and tries to harm those who upset them. When their narcissism becomes extreme, they may believe others are out to get them. They also may try to harm themselves or others for that. In the 1960s, Gig Young, also known as Byron Barr, was known for playing charming and witty characters on screen, often as the carefree bachelor. Behind the scenes, he was reportedly self-absorbed. Despite earning a supporting Oscar, his career declined, and by 1978, he struggled to find work. At 64 years old, he was married for just 3 weeks to his fourth wife, when he shot her and then himself in their Manhattan apartment.
How is that supposed to be self-centered? I mean, that's a very, very dirty, mean thing to do, but don't mean he was a narcissist, does it?
I think it was just the self-absorbed part of this.
Oh, that part does mean he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was no longer doing well.
Yeah.
I don't know why he had to take his bride out with him, though. Well, I mean, he shouldn't have taken himself out either, but why are you going to take her out?
I can't get in the mind of a person like that.
Since 1975, there have been 13,983 deaths attributed to narcissism and other related disorders.
I didn't even know that was a thing they tracked.
I didn't either. And as always, this number has probably went up since the book was published in 2006.
Especially in the age of the selfie. I bet there's a lot more now.
Oh, yeah.
People getting those selfies and falling off cliffs and such. Got to be more.
Yeah.
I seen just the other day of a man falling off of something with a selfie stick.
See, I'm not doing that. I'm afraid of heights. Even when I'm going upstairs where I can see down, it's not like the full stairs where you can't see. You can look through the cracks and see down. I get wheezy just by that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be taking pictures. I get wheezy
watching other people in high spots. I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, narcolepsy's on here.
Oh, well, necrosis.
Well, we've already had a few other different ones. Well, so it's all good.
Necrosis is fine. I'll stick with that one. You can get like skin rotting problems.
Yeah. About 1 in every 2,000 people in the United States are estimated to have narcolepsy. It's a sleep disorder that messes with your brain's sleep signals, and it causes people to have sudden muscle weakness, and it can make them feel very sleepy at times and cause a strange sleep-like episode. Strong emotions can bring on these weak muscle episodes in people with narcolepsy, such as laughter, anger, surprise, and stress.
I'd sleep a lot.
Yes.
I do most of those. I don't really get surprised too often, and I don't really get terribly angry too often, but I do stress and laugh a lot. It's like,
And then the stress brings on that awkward laugh. People with cataplexy, a serious form of narcolepsy, experience sudden episodes of sleepiness at unexpected times. Their head may droop and their jaw may go slack while they are eating, talking, driving, or in other inappropriate situations.
Wow. I can imagine. It's always like a trope in movies and TV shows. Yeah. Somebody has that eventually.
Yeah. They are often unfairly judged and seen as slow, always running late, lazy, or that they lack determination, or I guess probably motivation.
The thing is, who would hire them? If you told somebody to explain it, who's going to hire you?
It would have to be a job that is not dangerous in any way.
Or very attentive.
Yeah.
I can't work at the front desk. Why? Well, I don't know who's walking in and out no more. I don't know how
they
bad
just
this.
Rob us blind.
I'm sure they find jobs. It's just I'd like to know what they found to settle into that suits the situation that they found themselves in, unfortunately.
It wouldn't get to be like construction or anything like that.
Crane operator.
Yeah. Surely they wouldn't allow that.
No offense. It ain't that you can't do it. It's just the tragedy that would strike after you did.
But you would hurt yourself or others, possibly. So, sorry, but no.
Please don't operate cranes or fly planes.
Any heavy machinery.
Yeah. I mean, they know this.
Climb
I'm legitimately curious what these kind of people do for work, considering the situation.
Yeah. By the time they reach 45, most of these individuals are considered fully disabled.
They just sleep all the time?
I really don't know. It didn't specify. But
or maybe it's just so bad they can't get employment. Yeah. Like I was just saying, maybe it's literally impossible. Yeah.
Which is kind of sad because disability doesn't really pay for even the bare necessities. It's kind of sad. There is currently no cure for what was that word I said before? Because I made a typo. Carplexy?
You said cat.
Cataplexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Like a kitty cat.
But doctors often prescribe a combination of stimulants, antidepressants, and mood-elevating medications to manage the symptoms. I've never heard of this drug, but the drug Xyrem has shown some effectiveness, but its use resulted in 1,600 emergency room incidents and 60 deaths due to severe side effects in 2004.
I don't know. These people clearly thought it was worth the chance, but I think I would rather just take my random naps.
Yeah.
I don't know the numbers. They might be, they might be a very low number in comparison to how many people take it, though. Seems unlikely, but...
Even mild cases must be reported by doctors to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
That's fair.
Yes, it is. And this will suspend all driving privileges immediately. I'm assuming that probably goes for the heavy machinery as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also another reason that people who think they have it really don't try to get it diagnosed because they want to keep their driver's license and things like that, which I'm sorry, but that's not safe. While narcolepsy itself is not fatal, deaths have occurred when people have fell asleep at horrible times. In 2004, there were 1,550 deaths among the individuals with narcolepsy due to accidents.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole series of unfortunate situations.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have worse conditions.
Yeah.
Living in rural areas as I do, not being able to drive would be, I would starve to death.
Horrible. Oh, is four.
I want to say obliterated or overboard.
Huh? I can't really think of anything other than what I have on here, and that's not fair.
I can't think of anything particularly.
Opioids.
There you go. That'll do it. Overdoses.
Oh, there you go. Overdose.
I didn't say that. You can't take it.
I most certainly can. My podcast, my ideas.
I guess.
There we go.
Where'd all these ideas come from in this book?
Octopus and Squid is the first one.
Yeah. In the description, you'll also see the title of the book we got a lot of these from.
Oh, yes. And I don't put everything that's in that book, obviously. There's a lot more ways to die.
And the book's old.
Yes, the book was, like I said, I believe it was published in 2006.
That's why I said the selfie stick thing might be important now, because I knew the book was old. Yeah. I'm the one that lent it to her. It's my grandmama got it for me back when I was in high school.
Yep. So, but it's a very good book with a lot more different ways to die, a lot more information.
Yeah, look in the description. You'll find it there. We left a link to Amazon or something. It's not an affiliate link, I don't think. It might be, but it's there.
It used to be, but I don't think it is anymore.
Go on. Let's talk about octopi.
An octopus possesses 8 tentacles, and a squid has 10.
Octo is eight.
Huh?
Octo.
Yeah.
They just put puss on the back because it looks like a cat.
It does not look like a cat. Each tentacle is equipped with numerous suction cups that are powerful enough to rupture a human artery.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. They both possess beaks used for injecting venom into their prey as well. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
I thought it was just, you know, use your tentacles, squeeze them, and then shove them in the beak. No, apparently they have venom in their beaks.
Mm-hmm. Seems a little unnecessary at the point.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. I mean, that's
And cool. Have you seen some of those videos where they just... They're so quick. They just shove it on in there. What's the point of the venom?
I guess they can get bigger things. What is it? They've seen whales or squids have attacked them and all that. Or they've attacked squids, I guess. And they've wrapped around them in the process of being eaten themselves.
In 2002, a 550-pound squid with 50-foot tentacles was found washed ashore in Tasmania.
I remember that.
Mm. An octopus with 30-foot tentacles was captured near New Zealand during the same year.
I don't remember that.
Me neither. I remember the squid. But then the squid is more common, it seems. In the deep ocean, an octopus and a squid have been known to have grown to enormous sizes, with tentacles reaching lengths of up to 100 feet.
Release the Kraken.
Mm-hmm. Giant squid have been known to attack large ocean fishing vessels worldwide.
I've seen that. It's like the meme. The guy's dragging an octopus up on the deck with him as he's trying to crawl out of the water. The octopus is saying, wait, wait, do you have time to talk about our Lord and Savior Cthulhu?
In the past, sailors feared these giant creatures more than they did sharks.
I could see why. Yeah. It's harder to get away from.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, a shark takes off a limb and swims on and you can bleed out on deck comfortably.
Yeah.
Not be beaked to death.
Or
drowned.
Maybe somebody manages to save you and you get a nice peg leg.
Then you can just join up the nearest pirate crew.
Mm-hmm. Pirates are cool.
Not anymore, they're not.
No, no, not anymore. They're kind of very boring,
South Park
actually.
Made a whole episode about them. I think Cartman joined the Somalian pirates.
Mm. The squid was known to capsize entire boats and prey on the confused sailors that were struggling in the water. Some researchers believe that unexplained sinkings of deep sea vessels and mysterious disappearances of entire boats are caused by these enormous creatures.
I like that kind of idea. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but it is cool.
Well, there's also rogue waves.
But if they're underwater, what's the rogue wave got to do with it?
True.
I might be.
Well, I'm just saying, it turns out that rogue waves are more common than they initially thought.
That's just Jormungandr removing his tail.
In 1999, the Smithsonian Institution sponsored teams to search for giant squid as a possible explanation for the numerous ship disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle.
You take it seriously when the Smithsonian gets involved.
Mm-hmm. And since 1795, at the time the book was published in 2006, there have been 61,790 reported cases of missing sea vessels worldwide. Maybe some of them are giant squid or octopus. And maybe some of them are rogue waves. Who knows? Maybe some
That's
of them...
That's the fun, not knowing.
Hit an iceberg. I don't know.
Don't know. Have to be going very fast and not have a chance to tell anybody in today's world.
Yeah. Hit a mine. I don't know.
That is possible, I suppose, still. I've been on a cruise a couple times, and both times it was pretty bad storms, and I slept like a baby.
I didn't have a storm. That would have been interesting, though.
I slept like a baby. They shut down the deck, and you have to go through lower decks to get to any other side of the ship. But
it rained a little one time, but it was just a small rain. It wasn't any storm.
The pool water was sloshing everywhere. There's wind guards they had up where I went to look around one. Because you could get that far, but you couldn't go past those, the wind guards, big clear wind guards.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck my head around, and my beanie flew off into the sea.
Oh.
I felt so bad for littering. I couldn't go get it, but it did. It flew right off my head.
Yeah.
And I decided it wasn't a good idea to stick my phone over there and try to take a picture.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not risking my phone. You already got my beanie ocean. You ain't getting my phone.
Yeah.
Oral sex was next on the list.
That's unusual.
Yes. It turns out that blowing air into a woman's vagina during oral sex can cause it to enter her bloodstream, and this creates an air bubble which could possibly kill her in just a few seconds.
You treat her like a balloon and she dies.
That's actually partially what's in here. It says, however, achieving this would require a forceful burst of air. And the book actually, so this is more like a quote, said it was like blowing up a balloon. You would have to sit there and blow. Oh, I would kick him.
Imagine.
I would kick him straight in the face. What are you doing?
The place I used to work in the paint department, and they had ovens that would dry things, so it was like 112 degrees in there.
Do I look like a balloon animal to you?
And then you had the heat, and then you had all the dust from the paint, from the machines. It was just so dusty and hot and sweaty, and it stuck to you. And then you get the air hose, and you're just blowing yourself off like, and there was always that one dude who would like shove it down his pants. Oh. So I'm thinking, that's the first time I think about that. I was like, he just, that.
Oh.
And they actually said that not to do that, that the oils in the air hoses could get into your skin.
Oh.
Nobody cared. It was too hot.
See, y'all should have had those little spray fan things like I bought at Disneyland or yeah. Disney World. I think ours is Disney World.
Mm-hmm. That would have worked.
As pregnancy progresses, the risk is slightly increased. This is particularly due to the heightened blood supply to the pelvic area.
Yeah.
So I guess don't let someone blow you up like a balloon animal while you're pregnant, especially.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oral sex isn't the only way for this to happen, though. In 2002, a woman from Virginia tragically died from an air embolism, which while using a carrot for sexual self-stimulation.
This is embarrassing for our home state.
Yes. Yes, it is. Other items that have caused air bubbles include, but are not limited to, soap on a rope. I don't know how this works for dudes, but have you ever been a woman who...
No.
No, not you. I'm just saying. As a woman, if you accidentally get soap up there, that burns.
That happens
it
to
is
dudes
so
too.
Bad. Dude, so why yeah. would you do that willingly?
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those weird, like sucker shaped ones.
Yeah, but it's still gonna burn. It's still soap.
Like Spencer's soap. I don't know if they make stuff like it. Now that I think about it, if they don't, I probably should get into that. Somebody buy it.
Yeah. The next one,
can you imagine holding on to something like that? And if it's made of soap, it's like trying to take a shower and it's just flying out of your hand in all directions. Oh, it broke.
Oh.
it had to be one of the ones that's got a flat side.
Oh. The next one, I'm wondering how, because it said a pumpkin.
Oh, I bet they meant gourd. Like, they call them pumpkins in some stores.
Oh. I mean, still, some of the... Well, I guess a small one, maybe, but it would have to be a real, really smaller than the... I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of like the state fair winner. How does that work?
Candles. Why?
They're talking about stick candles.
Oh, okay, but.
You just don't use your imagination enough.
I guess not. Batteries.
That same thing. Oh, I bet that's because they fell out of some.
And various appliances.
That just means drills of things attached to them or the...
Oh, see, I would have called those tools. I was thinking like the toaster oven. And I'm like, that's not going... No.
Oh, it could be mixers or something like that too.
Oh, see, no. I don't use mixers.
I don't know
in
of
my
anything.
Kitchen. I have one. Appliances. I don't use it. I probably should throw it away because I don't use
one
it.
One of those self-cutting tool knives, the electric knives. Just attach another head to it.
Oh. None of these are intended or designed for penetration of any kind.
Well, unless you're just a knife and then it's meant to cut like turkey and stuff.
It's not meant to penetrate your body.
No.
In any way, anywhere on your body.
Don't do any of these things.
New.
If you need something like this. In some states, you can't even buy
you
stuff like this legally.
You don't want to be like the woman that shamed Virginia.
There's no shaming. Do what you want, but please do it safely.
Safely.
Yeah. With the appropriate tools, perhaps?
Yes, yes. Appropriate tools.
But some states legitimately, you can't buy certain things. So
yeah.
Unless you say it's for like wellness or something silly like that.
Mm.
Get a doctor's prescription.
Yeah. I don't know about now because I haven't used it or been on that website in a while, but Adam and Eve used to have good deals for things like that. These oddly shaped items can allow more air to enter than to exit during this process.
You're slowly pumping yourself up like a,
yep.
like a basket, bicycle tire.
And this can force the trapped air pockets to escape into the bloodstream. Approximately 919 women die annually of an embolism acquired during oral sex and regular intercourse.
I wouldn't call it particularly regular. Oh, regular. You mean that just, well, that's dangerous. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, they need to put that in sex ed class.
Yeah. I remember someone asking during one of my sex ed classes.
How are you supposed to hear about this? Teachers told me we weren't supposed to talk about this.
Okay. You know what? We're adults.
Oh, no, I'm being sullied.
No, she asked the teacher, can a man pee inside of me? And it turns out, apparently, there's something that stops and prevents a man from peeing inside of a woman.
A friend of mine, his girlfriend was afraid that was going to happen in high school. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about it, and he kept insisting that it isn't possible. And I didn't have any input because I didn't know. I guess. I don't know. That's not something I looked up. It's not something I would consider.
It's something I didn't really think about. But then when she asked her, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Can they? And no, they can't.
Fascinating indeed. If that's something, I mean, I don't know. I can't give you any advice or tell you not to do anything. Try some. Don't.
Maybe don't.
That's all up to you.
Maybe. I feel like
at least
that would cause some infections if you managed to find a way to do that. So
at least do a quick Google search.
We would advise not to.
Or ask your doctor.
Should I let a man pee in me?
I mean, they're your doctor. You might as well ask them if you can't ask anybody else.
Yeah.
They have seen the worst in everybody. Mm-hmm. And the worst parts, the worst situations, they just know.
This one was probably shorter, but I haven't had much time. I apologize. Our financial situation, I had to go out and start working, so I haven't really had as much time as I would like to go into my episode notes. Don't put toasters in your vagina. Don't let your partner blow air into your vagina like a balloon.
Stick to the whole octopi tentacle thing.
Tentacle fetish?
Play it safe, folks. Any questions about your health or what you're capable of?
Don't ask us.
Ask a doctor. Yeah,
ask us.
We're not a medical podcast, by no means. If you like what you heard here, we have other podcasts on the Gruesome Gaming Group, which is our podcast network. We have Leveling Duo. It's a podcast that comes out occasionally whenever a good game we want to talk about comes out, and we talk about video games. It'd be me and my friend Dakota, or me and Beth here. And we have Leveling Duo. Oh, sorry. We have Brother Knows Quest. It's a podcast where me and my sister talk about the tabletop role-playing games we like. Usually I bring one in each week and talk about a different one. And of course we have this one. And the first link in the description below will be a link to our link tree, which will have all of our socials and YouTube, all the other stuff. If any way you can reach out to us on one of those socials, feel free to. There'll also be emails in the description. You can reach out to us. One with the Horrific Constrained Haunting name will reach out to Beth, and the other one, the Gruesome Gaming one, will reach out to me. But the first link in that link tree, if you click on it, will take you to our homepage, which will have all of our podcasts, options to subscribe to them, listen to them, get a sample of them, all that. And below all the link tree stuff and the emails will be a option to give us a tip if you want to. That would be appreciated. Help goes towards getting more books to look over or interesting documentary.
Hosting
fees, documentaries we can watch. And we'll read out your comment if you leave one. If you don't want it read out, just let us know.
Yeah, I've had to cancel all but two of my subscriptions for documentaries that I watch while doing studies. And it's nobody's fault. It's just the economy is really pushing down hard on me.
Food prices have jumped. Okay.
Yeah, I have to eat. Otherwise, I can't live. Therefore, there won't be a podcast.
I'll leave reviews. We've seen some reviews. We appreciate them. Thank you. Once we get a few, we'll have a whole episode where we just talk about read the reviews out. Even the bad ones. Why not? I can take criticism. Let's see. What else should I say? Feel free to send an email or reach out on the socials. Let us know what you think. Give us ideas of things we could talk about. That would be appreciated as well. Share them with somebody who thinks might like them. Thank you for listening. I have been Raimi.
And I'm Beth.
This has been Horrific History and Hauntings. Bye-bye.